Good morning. Today is Wednesday, the 16th of November. Joining us this morning all the way from Pennsylvania, that place that we've heard so much about in the last 2 weeks, Jay Philippone. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Brian. Good to be with you this morning.
Yeah, you think so, buddy. You think so.
Not as early here as it is out there.
That's true. That's true. Full disclosure, everybody's kind of heard about this group that I'm part of, the Idea Bank, where we got like shopping show and a bunch of other things that we do here. Jay was the one who, in a moment of weakness, was my sponsor into the organization. So either I'm in debt to him or everybody else here is in debt to him, one or the other. But so, there's a debt to be paid. So we're going
to... I don't know about that, but it's great to have you. You're a great contributor to the group, Brian.
Well, I didn't say it could be more than a beer or a donut. I mean, a debt's a debt, right?
Right.
All right. Are you ready to help us find out why we say it?
Sure.
All right. Why do we say monkey shine?
Oh, boy. Monkey shine. Where do you get these, Brian?
It's a book called Why Do You Say It? Winston gets a couple of these for me every other year at Christmas. It's not like I know this stuff.
I know what it means.
Okay.
It means like mischievous behavior.
Right.
But where did it come from? I don't really know.
Alrighty. Let's see how good my reading skills are this morning. Until recent decades, exotic animals viewed by the public were always kept behind bars. Even the famous zoological gardens of England and Europe made little or no effort to put inmates into their natural habitats. Monkeys, always crowd pleasers from the time they were first exhibited, are dexterous and smart. Like humans, they're quickly bored by monotony. So, when a knot of admirers gathered before a cage squealing with delight and tossing peanuts, a monkey responded by putting on a good act. Jumping, swinging about the cage, chattering, and often seeming to be grinning broadly, little showmen knew how to work the audience. Bolder antics meant more peanuts. Because a person believed to be trying to win friendship or admiration was said to shine around, antics of a monkey seeming to beg for acceptance were then termed monkey shine. Not stunning that you didn't know that, but yeah, I think we're more familiar with the bars than we are the critters. One of the things that Jay has also in his mix is a news talk station, or spoken word station, I think is now the current vernacular, just as KINS is. So I thought we'd take the opportunity with the passing of Jim Bohannon last week and certainly with Rush in the last couple years, there's a change in the format. So and Jay didn't come out of the sales arena. He came out of programming. So I thought we'd kind of tap into his mind a little bit and kind of radio geek out on talk radio or spoken word radio this morning, kind of as a little bit of a break from our routine. So, Jay, with the changes that are going on or the demise of some of the icons, whether it's through retirement or through death, you still as confident and comfortable with the concept of spoken word radio as you were 5 years ago?
Well, I have to be honest with you, Brian, with the passing of Rush, I didn't know if this format would survive. And I've been very pleasantly surprised, and I'm probably more optimistic than I've been in many years. And I think that that's because of the younger talent that's coming into the format. On our station, we carry Jimmy Failla in what was the Rush spot, and he's been a raving success. And I think when you have people like Jimmy Failla, we carry Brian Kilmeade, who I'm sure a lot of your audience is familiar with through Fox News on TV, and we'll be adding Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins in January.
All familiar folks. We'll talk about that when we come back. KINS News and Information Times 8:19.
Mercy. Murphy's Markets has everything you need to get through your day the healthy way. From drinks to snacks and everything in between, right now, Amy and Brian coconut water is only $1.99. Brew Dr. Kombucha drinks are also just $1.99. And Annie's homegrown products are $2.49. A 6-ounce Yoplait yogurt is only 79 cents. And don't forget about chicken of the sea tuna, 4 for $5. Get a boost for your day by stopping by Murphy's Markets, more than a grocer, your neighbor since 1971.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop with my buddy Jay Philippone from Du Bois, Pennsylvania, where he's got a talk format radio station also. Jay, before the break, you were talking about your optimism about the format after I think everybody shuddered when Rush started his downward slide. Some of us suffered when Bruce Williams left, and then Rush was kind of there, and then Rush left also. But you said you were not cautiously optimistic, but just optimistic about where we're headed as a format with some of the new talent that's out there.
Well, I don't think that. I think with a presidential election now coming up in 2 years, the appetite for, especially political content, is going to remain high, and there's not a lot of media for people who have conservative views. I mean, you have on cable, you have Fox News and Newsmax. On the radio, you basically have, usually in any given city, maybe one conservative talk station. So I think that in that regard, it gives people a talk radio in any given city may be the only place for people to, quote-unquote, gather during the day, especially people who are working or who drive for a living, to actually be part of that community, that conservative talk community.
The Generalist talk show. What station number were you guys with, Rush? Do you recall?
We were
number 86, so we jumped on pretty quickly. And at that point, Rush had a shorter program, and Michael Jackson out of Los Angeles was on, kind of as a generalist talk, and they were packaged together. Is there space, do you think, for a generalist? With the passing of Jimbo, there really isn't that niche by anybody. Gil Gross used to do it when CBS had their talk. And Jim was the national survivor. Is there space out there for a general talk show?
I think there's a space for it in certain times, certain days of the week. I think the Bohannon time slot here on the East Coast was 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. was one it was a good spot for non-controversial talk, in my opinion. And I can tell you, it is just an opinion. I don't have anything to really back that up. But, in the spot that Jim so admirably handled for so many years, after the first of the year, we're looking at inserting Bill O'Reilly, certainly very familiar to the audience at 10, and then a program called Our American Stories, which I don't know if you or your audience are familiar with. But it's more of a general type show. It's not a talk show. It's a 2-hour show about good things that people are doing across the country. And I just think late at night there is some room for that. So, general or non-political talk, depends on the time of day. But, if you've got an audience that's used to listening to Rush Limbaugh or for the stations that carry Sean Hannity, you know, I don't think you could plug a generalist in there necessarily and do very well.
One of the challenges I think that a lot of us have wrestled with over the decades is lifestyle versus political. You know, the garden show, the home fix-up show, the car show, as far as a kind of a consistent format, not weekends, but a Monday through Sunday presentation. You think that there's a slot for that? I'm thinking in the major markets where there's three or four talkers, you know, everybody's kind of saying the same thing, whether it's left or right or up and down. It's all kind of the same. Is there a niche there for some of these to be able to slide into and provide a different type of content?
There may be. I don't know that those programs exist at this time. So you would have to look for developing your own shows. Do I think the Garden Show Monday through Friday would necessarily sustain on that type of format? Probably not. But, you know, until he quit radio, we kind of got a double whammy. Clark Howard retired and then Rush passed.
Right.
And that was, six of the nine prime hours of the day where we carried talk shows, the syndicated talk shows. So, you know, is there room for the right money personality on a daily basis? I think so.
Well, that's kind of where that's the niche that Bruce Williams filled for decades.
Right, right. I think, you know, the one thing that I do wonder about is when you look at where our society is today and the issues that people face. I mean, one thing I wondered is, is there, I don't know if you'd call it advice or an advice type show or just some type of programming talking about the issues that Americans face today.
And we'll consider that one during the break. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
This is the Lars Larson Show.
And these kids who come, they become Americans before a lot of Americans become Americans.
Now, here's your host, Lars Larson.
Hey there, it's Lars Larson. Join me for the Lars Larson Show, weeknights 10 to midnight. Honestly provocative talk radio on KINS.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Jay Philippone from Du Bois, Pennsylvania, a buddy of mine in radio, and we're talking spoken word radio and where we are nationally with this. Jay, some of the different challenges I would think are part and parcel to what is available out there. You know, you guys really can't afford a real strong local talent. We certainly can't. I prove that one each morning. But as we look at the national scene, are there regionals that are kind of like the feeders or the minor league teams that are looking for the opportunity? Or do you think that that is something that's changed on the landscape also, that we don't have those anymore?
Well, I'm going to give you the answer you're probably expecting, which is I don't really know. I think there are young people that want to get into the business, I think, you know, we just got to go out and find them.
Is it at the Du Bois level and the Eureka levels, or is this the next step up? Like for us here, you know, Santa Rosa has got a lot of stations that are publicly traded. The market's about half a million people. It seems like that's kind of where it plays rather than in the super small areas because, you know, it's just basic economics also.
Well, I think You know, the one thing, I don't know what your experience is there, but here, you know, unlike what it used to be, somebody would start in this market size and then look to grow up. We have a lot of people that stay here that made a career here, you know, at these stations.
Yes.
In this market.
Yes.
And I think that it's because they're the allure of the major markets just isn't quite there these days. You know, so I don't know. I think if people find a place that they're happy, they're comfortable, they're making a good living, they're probably more apt to stay now than they would have years ago.
Yeah.
And again, that's conjecture.
Well, unless somebody dangles a big carrot in front of them. You know, like our buddy, our buddy Ben Downs had that happen to him and kind of impacted some stuff that was significant. Now, what about the format itself? We have out here KGO, which was, I mean, they were the guys that made the format,
right?
And then they tried to chase KCBS, which is an all newser, and kind of had their cookies handed to them after. They left the ABC family changed, so they weren't operating the stations and putting the monies through. They fell on really down to second, third tier, and now they're coming out with a sports book format, and all it is going to be talking about is sports and sports betting. When we were together a couple weeks ago in Indianapolis, Jeff Smullyan thought that that might be a winner.
It may be. You know, sports betting has exploded, especially since it's become legal. You know, the bottom line is you got to find out what people are interested in and give it to them. I mean, I know this is very simplistic, but that's essentially what it is. And if sports betting is big in the Bay Area, I can see why somebody would go to that format.
Well, yeah, and he had shared, it was Smullyan had shared that when he had come up with the concept of sports talk, that his two partners shot it down. You know, he had a signal available. You weren't with us for that walkthrough. Shot it down.
Yeah.
He had an AM in New York City. He didn't know what to do with it, so he thought he'd do that, and they came back and allowed it, and it turned out to be WFAN.
Yeah, which I remember when that station started, you know, growing up in upstate New York back in the pre internet days. And boy, did I just date myself. But we would, you know, I'd listen to them at night, you know, or in the wintertime driving home. And it was really something special. You know, there were not a lot of stations like the Fan in New York at the time. And of course, being in the, you know, I'm sure people on your side of the country would disagree, but being in the mecca of sports in America, you know, it was really an exciting time when that station was launched and became the model for stations all over the country.
Yeah, you can't argue with number one market. I mean, it just is. But you know, something like that, which is hyper local and regional, okay. Versus the syndicated stuff that really is more broad-stroked, or what really is a disappointment for me is when they run the audio off their TV networks.
Right.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
You don't even have enough of a commitment to do something unique. You're just using it as a secondary outlet. And that
right.
to me is kind of a challenge, I suspect. So as you look into the future, now that Rush is gone, I don't know. Well, if you had Rush, you must have been on the blacklist also. We still are, as well as a quote-unquote controversial station, so that there are no, very little, rather, national buyers other than political in the formats, which really makes it tough for some of the smaller markets. Do you see that loosening up also, or do you think that we are just going to have to stay true to where we are, and we're local rather than having any of the national activity?
Yeah, you know, I think that's kind of hard to say. The blacklist hasn't really affected, you know, I don't think a lot of the small markets, you know.
No, but we don't drive the bus though. It's the big markets that do.
So, you know, I don't know. I mean, I look at it this way, Brian, you know, one of the nice things, and I was talking with a consultant the other day and about making some changes here. He's like, no, you don't want to do that. I'm like, the good thing about being in a small town is that you can try things. And if it doesn't work, then you change it. And you're not worried about making the slightest mistake because of the ratings. And, you know, when I worked in rated markets for a number of years, I can tell you they are not an exact science. And it's a tough way to try to run your station and your life and your business and your income.
The thing I really like is you get the feedback. Yeah, yeah. I know you're considering or be going in with Mark Lee, Van Camp, and Robbins. I've gotten so much feedback, and the line that I get, and it's from lots of folks over the last 7-8 months, however long it's been. Boy, it's been that long. Didn't think that you could replace Rush, but boy, you really found something very good.
Yeah,
and that's a common street talk, which is, you know, the fear I think a lot of us had. Not only could we not replace Rush, but there is not going to be another Rush. Somebody who brings everybody together, and whether you want to call him the Godfather like Neil Bortz did, or other phrases, there's not that one place that everybody goes to in the format to find out what's going on and then delineate in the local market however you want to.
Well, I think times are different. You know, remember when Rush started? There was no such thing as the internet.
Yeah,
until Al Gore invented it.
Yeah.
Now look what's happened.
Yeah, yeah. Oh boy, TikTok, Bing Bong, Ding Dong, everything else. KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:44.
Hearty and healthy foods are abundant at Murphy's Markets. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Chuck Roast is now $5.99 a pound. USDA Choice New York Strip Steak, $15.99 a pound. And USDA Grade A Boneless Skinless Chicken Thighs are only $3.99 a pound. Complement this with a Greek salad, now just $7.99 a pound, topped with Kraft salad dressing for only $3.75 for a 16-ounce bottle. Murphy's Markets, more than a grocer, your neighbor since 1971.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:49. We're back talking shop this morning with Jay Filippone, my buddy out of Pennsylvania. Jay, I know you've been kind of chomping at the bit to talk a little bit about sports. Your Jets are actually winning this year, and they're not as ridiculed by Fela as what everybody thought that they would be. What's that feel like back there? Because you're in the middle of the terrible towel territory. Ha, didn't think I could pull that one off. What's the NFL like back there right now? Are you with us? Oh, no. Come on. Hello, Jay. Oh, darn. Yeah, the one chance he had to brag about his Jets. Not there. All right, we're going to cut it off. We got all the good stuff taken care of here. The sports stuff, a little bit different. I'll catch up with him after the show. I want to thank Jay from Du Bois, Sunny 106. Yeah, you're almost there. Yeah, we won't worry about it. Thanks, everybody, and for indulging me and Jay. And hopefully we brought a little bit to the table on this one that's a little bit different. And we'll see everybody tomorrow.